Thank you, Angela, for that campus community connection here on WKGC. Good morning. It's the Morning Mix. I'm Caleb Jordan.
Good morning. I'm Tori Shea. I brought a little bit of government news today.
Yes, a lot of it.
And a fun guest.
Yes.
From government.
Very technically. We have Mr. Ian Satter in from the Florida Department of Transportation.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
I know it's been a while.
It has been, but
we've got a lot of projects to catch up on. But first, I wanted to catch up everyone on the Front Beach Road redevelopment project that's happening in Panama City Beach. And we took a look at the meeting from last Thursday. It was a special workshop meeting. Mm-hmm. So here's your report from Panama City Beach and Bay County on the Front Beach Road redevelopment project.
So, what's going on with that?
Well, we have
A clip.
Yeah, or not. I can tell you if you don't have the clip.
I
can just
clip.
Tell you. Okay. No problem. So last Thursday, Bay County Commissioners and Panama City Beach Council members, they held a special meeting and they wanted to discuss Front Beach Road redevelopment area and plan to hopefully draw up an interlocal agreement between Bay County and Panama City Beach. They have run out of, or they're short. Mm-hmm. The project keeps flexing. It costs more money here. They run into issues. And so they want to stop these interruptions in the project. Honestly, the section near where I live has been torn up for probably 2 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not complaining, but it's true. They need to find a way to finish. And Front Beach Road is, it's a long project. So they took the meeting around a conference table, which was interesting, instead of the normal government style where the board is facing the audience. So it was true. They were spitballing things. They were throwing out ideas. And Mayor Thomas was concerned about a couple things, that the permitting process was taking so long. And it looked like Panama City Beach was, lagging. But I mean, probably Ian knows that, you know, these permits take a while and these projects take a while, whether the Department of Transportation is building the road or Panama City Beach is building the road. There's a lot of red tape.
There is. It depends on where you're doing your work. Obviously, if you're affecting areas of wetlands, for example, then you're dealing with a Department of Environmental Protection. You have to look at everything from archaeological, sociological impacts. So there's all these different things you have to look at. So it's not just going out there and digging up a road and going to work. You've really got to make sure you're doing things the right way. And we want to make sure we're not affecting people. And we want to make sure that we're not doing things that could have any long-term adverse effects. So,
sure.
With this project, I can't speak for the city or the county, but understanding, especially in an area like that where there are so much traffic, the ability to move that traffic back and forth, to be able to do that kind of work it takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of work, and that area of Front Beach Road is a local part, but we have a section of Front Beach Road as a state road, so you have to look at those two type of things, and are they doing things to match up with what we're doing? So there's a lot of communication that has to go on between city, county, as well as the state.
Right, and you were brought up as they're trying to find different funding sources and decide what the best funding source is to finalize it and get the county to help them with it and not have interruptions. So, I mean, there's taxation, there's bonds, there's government grants, which I think the DOT is kicking in a little bit through some of those local grants that you are able to give from the federal funds you receive.
Right. So we do manage federal funds. Each state DOT does that.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we manage those funds, and what we have is a pool of money that's available, and different communities, whether it's a county or city government, can then apply for those funds, and it goes through a review process at DOT, and then it's signed off with the feds and us. But mostly it's DOT that tries to get those funds out as quickly as we can here on the state side. So, if they're actively looking for funds, they can apply for those funds. Then we look it over. We look at the project. If it meets those requirements, then we can look at getting those grants and those funds to the local communities to get their projects going.
Thanks for doing that, by the way. If you can help anything along Front Beach Road, that would be great. Of course, county commissioners were concerned about taxing the whole county for a project that's just at Panama City Beach, but it does benefit everyone by, helping the visitor traffic in the area, I guess. That's part of the argument. let's see, also Commissioner Carroll, like Griff Griffiths didn't like some of the plans because of the taxation part and taxing the whole county. Robert Carroll says he feels there's a compromise, and there were a lot of ideas put on the table. So no decisions at the workshop, but it gave staff a starting point to be able to put a formal plan in place that somebody could actually sign off on. Another interesting note on this project is going to change the trolley route or do something different to the trolley along Front Beach Road. And I've contacted Baytown Trolley. Maybe we'll talk to them one morning on the mix to find out exactly what the change is. That'll be interesting to find out. And we're going to find out more about Ian Satter's projects at the Department of Transportation. They have their hands in so much stuff right now.
Yes, from all over the county.
Right. I don't know how you keep track of it.
Well, Bay County is very busy, but it's one of 16 that I have to keep an eye on.
Can you believe that? So, I don't envy you.
Yeah, take Bay County. And again, some of our counties don't have the magnitude of projects that we have here in Bay County, luckily, but there are some that have more than going on here. So it's a balancing act, but you know, just like you said, just gotta have information on all of them and try to keep my daily reads up on all those projects. But I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get to that right after a quick break, all here on The Mix.